Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main news headlines. An orange wind warning remains in place for large parts of the country as Storm Bram tracks to the west and northwest. The PSNI's chief constable says there's no good reason why the identity of Steak Knife cannot be revealed. 11 new teams with 44 staff will be hired next year in an effort to tackle the long backlog of assessments of need in the country. And 9 people have been arrested in Donegal on suspicion of drink or driving offences in the past week. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport at 5:15. An orange wind warning remains in place for large parts of the country as Storm Bram tracks towards the west and northwest. The unpredictable storm has caused widespread disruption and has left over 54,000 homes and businesses without power, none of which have yet hit Donegal, but outages are expected through the evening. Jamie O'Hara reports.
Storm Bram continues to deliver powerful gales and gusts of over 100 kilometres per hour this evening. It's led to localised flooding, cancelled flights, school closures and damage to property. However, there are no reports of any injuries. Keith Leonard is the director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management.
We're talking about a multi-hazard event here with flooding, trees down and coastal areas being very dangerous. If you come across a downed power line, dial 1-800-372-999.
Meanwhile, people are being urged to use extreme caution on the roads this evening due to fallen trees, spot flooding and debris. Matthew Martin from Met Éireann has this advice.
Keep clear of the coast and exposed coastal areas during the period of the orange warning and preferably the yellow warning too. Stay high and stay dry.
The remaining orange wind warnings are due to expire at 7 p.m. for 16 counties and finally for Donegal at 9 p.m.
Locally, Donegal Airport has cancelled all flights and a number of Loganair flights have been cancelled at City of Derry Airport. Flights LM655, LM656, LM657 and LM658 arriving in and departing from Derry are affected. Affected passengers can make one free change online, subject to availability within the next 14 days, or seek a refund from Loganair directly. Donegal County Council have also made the decision to close the Donegal Town Pier car park this evening from 7:30 until 11 o'clock tonight as high tide and storm surge are predicted. There's also a red marine warning on the Donegal coast until 8 o'clock tonight, which Gary Martin, the Director of Public Services at Donegal County Council, will say be particularly dangerous.
We also have that red marine warning that's in place until 8 p.m. tonight. That effectively means that just offshore we have the potential for violent storm force events, which will have a minor impact, I suppose, on the coastal areas adjacent to that. Nothing is certain in relation to all of this. We would certainly urge huge caution for people in coastal areas. You know, stay high, stay back from the water. Don't go near any of the low-lying promenades or piers or that, just in case there is onshore waves that could cause danger.
A man in his 60s has been seriously injured following a workplace accident in Dunloe yesterday afternoon. He was working on a site in Chapel Road when the incident occurred at around 1:30 and was rushed to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he's said to be in a serious condition. The Health and Safety Authority have been notified and an investigation into the incident has been launched. The PSNI's chief constable says there's no good reason why the identity of Steak Knife cannot be revealed. John Boucher has been responding to the publication of the final report of Operation Canova. Operation Canova found in its interim report more lives were probably lost than saved through Operation of Steak Knife, and an agent who committed the crimes described as serious and grotesque. He's widely known to be Freddy Scacciapiti. Mr. Boucher has also paid tribute to the victims.
I'm humbled and will be forever grateful for everything they've done to shape, support and inspire our investigations. They deserve to know the truth of what happened to their loved ones. The Canova reports are dedicated to them.
Well, the lawyer of the victims' families, Kevin Winters, says it's wrong that his identity has not been made public.
It's a slap in the face by the state at a time when there ought to be the most fulsome of apologies over what was a state-sponsored murder operation lasting 15 years from 1979 to 1994.
Finally, Taoiseach Micheál Martin welcomed the publication of the report today.
It is a catalogue of tragedy, of pain to many families, hurt to many families and communities. It is a very sordid story of how a top British agent, who was a lifelong member of the Provisional IRA, was responsible for so many people, so responsible for the deaths of so many people.
11 new teams with 44 staff will be hired next year in an effort to tackle the backlog of assessments of need in the country. Each unit will include a psychologist, a speech and language therapist, an occupational therapist and an administrator. It's part of a series of changes to the assessment of need process being brought in by government. Children's Minister Norma Foley says the hiring process for the new staff will begin in January.
We have to reform the system to tackle the root of the problem. If we rely on more and more private reports, it's not fixing the AON system. It's more like pouring into a bucket of water with a hole in it. Or, as somebody said to me recently, which I thought was a good one too, it's like adding another lane to the M50. So we need to reform the system.
There are more and more applications coming on stream every single year because a few parents don't have other options. And the important thing in what we're seeking to achieve here is that there will be other options for parents, but still retaining if they their wish to go through the AON process. It will absolutely take time, there's no point in saying otherwise, but it will be a better system than the broken system that we have currently.
Junior Disability Minister Emer Higgins says it's wrong children are currently waiting months or years for an assessment.
We'll have statutory guidelines that will standardise and streamline the process for assessments of needs. Decisions will happen quicker at a more appropriate point. We'll have new options for children with autism. We're hiring more people to deliver therapies and we're supporting our workforce by supplementing assessments of needs through the private sector.
Nine people have been arrested in Donegal on suspicion of drink or drug driving offences in the past week alone. This comes as Gardaí carry out high visibility checkpoints, mandatory intoxicant testing checkpoints and patrols. Of these nine people, three had previously been disqualified from driving in the past. Alongside this, 21 vehicles were subject to seizure. Garda Grainne Doherty was speaking on today's 9 till noon show concerning the results of the patrols.
Yeah, so in Garda Síochána are conducting a dedicated road traffic enforcement operation throughout the fest period. It began on the 1st of this month, December, and it's going to continue until the 5th of January. So we are out on the roads conducting high visibility checkpoints, MIT checkpoints, that's mandatory intoxicant testing checkpoints and patrols. So here in Donegal over the past week alone, five people have been arrested on suspicion of drink driving offences. Four have been arrested on suspicion of drug driving. And out of those nine drivers, three were already disqualified from driving.
Which is quite remarkable too, because this is a snapshot. You can't be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But this is a snapshot of the activity. Nine people on suspicion of drink or drug driving. A third of those shouldn't have been driving at all in the first place.
Yeah, it's frightening. You know, it's frightening to think that that's happening on the roads, but it is. It's happening.
But there's a lot of other enforcement going on as well that we don't hear about in terms of car seizures, etc. I don't think people might not know necessarily know the frequency of seizures, but it is a power the Gardaí do exercise quite a lot.
They do, and they seize vehicles for a number of reasons. So over the past week, 21 vehicles have been seized in Donegal, and that's for various reasons. You know, no insurance, no tax, no NCT. Four of those 21 vehicles were seized under Section 109A of the Road Traffic Act 1961. I think it's important just to point out what that legislation is about. So we can seize a vehicle which has been used, is being used or is likely to be used in a dangerous manner in any place that may be dangerous to persons present or likely to be present.
A van with DPD logos has raised concern in Ballybofey and Stranorler today. Gardaí say they've established that the vehicle's not linked to the delivery company in any way. They're now asking anyone who sees the van to report it to their local station immediately, and for those who have dashcam or CCTV footage of it to make it available. The van is white with a partial Northern Irish registration of S065. There's no plans to reopen Kellybeg's dental clinic, which closed last December after the premises failed to meet updated compliance and infection prevention standards. A dentist then retired in May, as was previously planned. Eligible children can now attend the new two-surgery clinic in Donegal Town. Recruitment for a vacant dentist post there is underway, with hopes of filling the position early in 2026. Once appointed, priority appointments will go to first-year secondary school students, followed by children on the sixth class waiting list. Gardaí are appealing for information after a wheelie bin was set alight outside a house in St Johnston. The incident, which occurred in the Clashygown area, happened at approximately 20 past 7 on Tuesday, the 2nd of December. Fire services attended the scene and the blaze did not spread. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity in the area around that time to get in touch with them, or anyone who travelled in the area between 7 and 8 o'clock the dash cam footage to make it available to them. A number of non-compliances were recorded at three nursing homes in Donegal during HICWA inspections. The unannounced inspections took place during the summer at Hillcrest House Nursing Home in Letterkenny, Buncranada Community Hospital and Remelton Community Hospital. Alan Cantwell has this report.
16 residents were present during the unannounced inspection at Buncranada Community Hospital on the 7th of May and were found to be non-compliant in the areas of governance and management, premises and fire precautions. The report raised concerns over the layout of rooms and the residents' needs were not being met. An unannounced inspection was made at Remelton Community Hospital on the 15th of July, where 25 residents were present. The nursing home was found to be non-compliant in all areas, governance and management, premises and fire precautions. The HICWA report states that the residents were happy and like living there, but that significant focus is required to improve the management and oversight of fire safety. Meanwhile, an unannounced inspection took place at Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny on the 12th of August, where 57 residents were present that day. They were found to be non-compliant in the areas of governance and management, premises, food and nutrition and infection control, and substantially compliant in changes to information supplied for registration purposes, complaints procedure, personal possessions and medicine and pharmaceutical services. The report says residents were found to be supported and had a good quality of life, but significant improvements would need to be made in the affected areas.
It's 12 minutes past five. We're going to have sports after this short break. It's 5:15 on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Liverpool will be without Mo Salah for tonight's Champions League clash away at Inter Milan. The forward has been dropped following an interview criticising his treatment by the club at the weekend. Kick-off at the San Siro tonight is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Chelsea can stretch their unbeaten run in Europe to 5 matches when they go to Atlanta. And Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says he's not overthinking their poor home record heading into tonight's clash with Slavia Prague in North London. Kick-off on that one is also 8 o'clock. In the Women's Champions League tonight, Arsenal they host Dutch team 20. That one also starts at 8 o'clock. And there's 8 ties down for decision in the Championship tonight. They include the leaders Coventry, who are away to 5th place Preston, and 2nd place Middlesbrough, they're away to Charlton. Those games start at 7:45. The Irish Premiership tonight, there was one game down for decision, Crusaders against Cliftonville. That one has been postponed due to the storm. In other news, Sligo Rovers manager John Russell wants to achieve something special with the club. That was his message to supporters on signing a new multi-year contract with the Bitter Red. Russell guided Rovers to safety last season, eventually finishing in 7th place in the Premier Division table. He also wants to add to the 19 players signed as they start pre-season training next week. In other news, Celtic legend John Dixie Deans has died aged 79. The former Scotland striker scored 124 goals in 184 games for the Glasgow club, including hat-tricks in the 1972 Scottish Cup Final and the 1974 League Cup Final. Deans was nicknamed Dixie after the former England and Everton striker Dixie Dean due to his goal-scoring exploits. He also hit 89 goals in 198 appearances for Motherwell. In horse racing, champion flat jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall rounded off a brilliant year by collecting a flat award at the annual Horse Racing Ireland Awards 2025 in Dublin last night. The highlights of Dillon's season were winning the Group 1 Comer Group Irish St Ledger aboard Al Rifa and landing the Breeders' Cup Classic in Del Mar on board Ethical Diamond. In boxing, the European Under-17 Championships are taking place this weekend in Germany. Ireland has sent a 23-strong team for this event. Among them, Dunlow boxer Alicia Mullis-Boyle, who's enjoying a great run of form of late. The tournament gets underway tomorrow and Alicia will find out her first opponent later this evening as the draw is scheduled to get underway at 6 o'clock. In Gaelic Games, the details have been confirmed for the All-Ireland Club Senior Hurling semi-finals later this month. Leinster champion St Martins, they face Munster Kingpins Ballygunner at Semple Stadium in Thurles, while Parnell Park will host the meeting of Ulster's Sláinte and Loughrea of Connacht. Both Final Four clashes are scheduled for Sunday, December the 21st. In rugby, the IRFU has confirmed that Ireland will play one of their women's Six Nations matches in Galway next season. Italy will take on the hosts at Dexcom Stadium on Saturday, April the 18th. And Ireland, they'll play Wales in Belfast on May the 9th before rounding off their tournament against Scotland at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on May the 17th. Scott Beaman's side begin their campaign away to England on April 11th and travel to France 2 weeks later. In other news, Craig Casey has signed a two-year contract extension with Munster. The Irish scrum half made his debut for the province in 2019 and will now extend his stay until 2028. And finally for this evening in Formula One news, Red Bull motorsport consultant Helmut Marko has stepped down from his role from the Formula One team. The 82-year-old Austrian former racing driver has overseen the rise of some of the sports stars over the past two decades, including four-time champions Max Verstappen and Sebastian Vettel. He says he's filled with pride and wishes Red Bull continued success. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Having a look now to the weather forecast, Storm Bram will bring very windy or stormy conditions for the rest of today. Very strong to gale force southerly winds will veer west to southwest with some damaging gusts expected. The strongest winds will be near coasts. High tides combined with onshore winds and storm surge will result in some coastal flooding. Outbreaks of rain locally heavy will give way to scattered showers for some part this evening. And just a reminder that orange wind warning is in place until 9 o'clock tonight. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at the main stories. An orange wind warning remains in place for large parts of the country as Storm Bram tracks towards the northwest. The unpredictable storm has caused widespread disruption and has left over 54,000 homes and businesses without power, none of which have yet hit Donegal, but outages are expected later. Donegal Airport has cancelled all flights and a number of Loganair flights have been cancelled at City of Derry Airport. The PSNI's chief constable says there's no good reason why the identity of Steak Knife cannot be revealed. John Boucher's been responding to the publication of the final report of Operation Canova. Operation Canova found its interim report that more lives were probably lost than saved through Operation of Steak Knife, an agent who committed crimes described as serious and grotesque. 11 new teams with 44 staff will be hired next year in an effort to tackle the backlog of assessments needed in the country. Each unit will include a psychologist, a speech and language therapist, an occupational therapist and an administrator. It's part of a series of changes to the assessment of need process being brought in by government. And finally, 9 people have been arrested in Donegal on suspicion of drink or drug driving offences in the past week. It comes as Gardaí carry out high visibility checkpoints and mandatory intoxicant testing. Of the 9 people that had been arrested, 3 previously had been disqualified from driving in the past. That's all for now. We'll be back with more headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, December 9th. The death has taken place of Patrick Kennedy, 17 O'Nolan Park, Strabane. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home today from 6:30pm until 8:30pm. Funeral leaving the funeral home on Wednesday at 4pm to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, arriving at 4:30pm to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12:30pm. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Boyce, Drumfin, Terman. John's remains will be reposing at his late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to St. Columba's Church, Termin, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Charlie Doherty, Carol Hugh, Greencastle. Charlie's remains will repose at his home this evening, where you're all welcome to pay your respects. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Musical Memories and Ard Evening Dementia Unit, Cardonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Helen Mullen, née Graham, 2 Marion Park, Strabane, reposing at her home today from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11 a.m. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Tina Duffy, née McGee, Cottage Farm, Newton Cunningham. Wake is taking place from her late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral cortege leaving her late residence on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Director. One-way system is in place. Please follow the signs. The death has taken place of Philip McLaughlin, Phillips, Dunree, Linsford, Buncrana. Phillips' remains are reposing at his late residence. Leaving there at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. House private from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joe McGranahan, 4 Tullochore Drive, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 11:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Tara Scanlon, formerly Drumavish, Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at the home of her father Eddie Scanlon at Drumavish, Crossroads, Killigordon, until 9 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, interment in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on YouTube. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Charlie Callaghan, Ballyar, Remelton, reposing at the residence of his son Johnny and Tara Callaghan, Gortnavern, Coolboy, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Annie Marie, Nan, McKinley, née Dunleavy, Kilbray, Dunfanaghy, reposing at her home. Funeral service in the Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Creechla Day Centre, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.